So, I've lived in this house for a couple weeks, months, I don't know. I got kicked out of the Pale Tower because they didn't like, they weren't treating me well, and I was like, well, if you're not gonna treat me the way I deserve to be treated, I'm gonna, you know, pants you and gonna put shoe polish on your telescopes, and they didn't really appreciate that, so they, the kids call it beat the shit out of you, and that's what happened to me. I had the shit beaten out of me, and they threw me out a window, and I tumbled down the hill, and then I was walking in the snow, and I don't know if you knew this, but outside, when you're not in your home, shit's cold. And I almost froze to death, but a lovely mouse lady came on. She saved me, and she took me home, and I got to meet her family, and they were really nice to me, so I helped them with their chores and cleaning, and they let me stay in the rafters, which was really nice. But now, they took Laura, and don't tell them this, but I don't think they're gonna see her again. And I kind of blame myself for that one, because I was telling her jokes about it. And I guess she told a joke at the wrong time to the wrong people, and they hauled her off. So if I can go back, and if there is any chance she's still there, I'm gonna get her back. And I'm not gonna let anyone mess with my family again.
So good.
Love it.
Yeah, there's some fun meta stuff for you.
Nice.
Thora, which is Kappa's daughter, who she's hoping to appease with the tribute, got taken because of Hatch. Because Hatch would tell Thora jokes about Nazhenna.
So he feels partially responsible.
And then she repeated one of those jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, in front of the wrong people
She's gone.
Took.
Yeah.
She's not alive anymore.
Yeah.
Probably not, but, you know, we got to go to the tower anyway, right? We can at least help them come to terms with what happened.
Martin, closure? Do you have any words about loved ones passing recently that you want to share?
Stupid sprites. Kappa, I said, no amount of bribe will get Thora back if she told a joke about a white witch.
Yeah, you did call that.
That's not how it works. We have to go save her or she is just... boots, you know.
Our last episode, you guys encountered a slew of guards, and I was ready to jump straight into combat, and you guys did everything you could to avoid it, which was a really wonderful, fun change of pace. We play Pathfinder, and Pathfinder is very much a system built heavily around combat and having combat. And last session, you guys did everything you could to avoid it, which is such a refreshing change of pace, and I think it does really say some good things about the system, where you can totally not have combat. And then I thrust myself into combat, because...
You wanted it.
Because it made sense to me that...
It would happen.
Yeah. You guys did everything you could, and then you said, Hatch, go save, go tell Kappa and... Arbogazer that they should come to the clock tower and go get them, go save them. And so Hatch did, and he turned them invisible and sent them to the clock tower. And you guys heard people come in, and you closed the door, and then you started to untie them. And I forget which one of you it was, but you said, Hatch, can turn them back visible and get them untied. And there wasn't any response. I don't know if any of you caught that.
I don't remember.
Because he was already gone.
Yeah. Hatch to turn the back.
He never
visible.
Came back.
He didn't.
Nope.
I do remember trying to talk to Hatch.
Because he saw the guards coming. coming because he saw them unguarded.
I love that he went all Charles Bronson. Right.
Dude, yeah. Hatch knows. Like, he's like, okay, I'll stay here and I'll do what I can to distract them while my
family
adopted mom gets away.
Yeah.
So he cast two spells as they ran up. Only one of them landed. He cast sleep, which got one guy down, and then he also cast reduced person, which would have been hilarious.
That would have been so
but that was the one that saved. And then Hatch took on basically four guards at once, and then he stood there with his little wooden club and acted as threatening as possible, which is adorable for a tiny little hairy man. And he got hit a lot. Mm-hmm. I rolled for his hit points. He started with 31.
Oh, okay. Because I really thought he was going to go down earlier. A couple of those hits were big.
Yeah.
He's a cool little fae. He has 6 hit die.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So he rolled pretty fair.
He has so many more hit points than Vasilisa does.
We all hate fae except for when they're on our side.
So he started at 31 and he got all the way down to 10.
Ooh.
So if he had taken 2 more hits, yep, he could have very well been gone.
Those same hits would have killed Vasilisa.
But he distracted them all for a full round, which is a good round to kind of draw attention away. And at the top of it, he rolled very high on his initiative. He had a 25, beat everybody else, mm-hmm, and he cast invisibility on himself. Poofed out of view of everyone and is gone. And that's where we start. The rest of the party is inside of the clock tower / town hall, except for our very good new friend, Polka, who has a charmed guard with him back at his temple.
A new very good friend of my own.
A new very good friend. The rest of you are over in the town hall. Vasilisa and Valdine are by the window, and they just saw Hatch disappear. And then we also have Arbogazer and Kappa, which have just now reappeared. And Marge, you and Ghost are now have some company. Because you got Kappa, you got Arbogazer, and then you also have Kappa's two little rat folk
boys. Are they all visible now?
Everybody is visible now. Okay. And that's where we're picking up. So let's talk a little bit first about our good new friend, Polka.
Polka. Yeah.
So I think you heard a little bit of a commotion happening outside.
Sure.
And you're talking to this guard friend about this golden apple.
Because mm-hmm,
it turns out apples are his favorite fruit.
That was so lucky.
I know. I threw it out there. I was like, I don't know, apple? And you're like, perfect. So you guys are hanging out in the temple, and you hear this kerfuffle happening outside. So when you hear that, what's happening?
I am just talking to him about how I got the apple and who I got it from, and just going old man segue to segue, like, mm-hmm, I got it from these guys, and they actually ran a riverboat off of this river, and this river actually is famous for these type of fish. And
so you're basically acting like he's been enthralled. Like you had the
he's
other
my best
guards.
Friend, and
yeah,
we're
he's
just
your
talking.
Best friend.
We're
You're
shooting
just talking.
It.
Yeah, he's charmed.
I'm asking him questions. I'm engaging him as well.
Yeah, you got him for what? 4 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and your friend, 4 hours, and you hear the kerfuffle.
I hear the
outside.
Kerfuffle, but I'm
You're
still
just talking through
I'm
it.
I'm trying to trust these new people that I've met, and hoping that I've done enough already to kind of let them handle it from here. I don't feel like there's much more I can do out there, so I'm just going to keep this guy held, and unless I hear like a dragon attack or something, I'm just going to kind of keep this guy here and keep talking to him.
Okay. What's going on in the clock tower?
If nothing happens before Vasilisa has a chance to act, I think she's in full-fledged, this shit's going to go down. In some fashion, I might as well try and make it go down in my fashion,
mm-hmm,
mode. Mm. And she is ready to cast another spell.
Okay, so let's go ahead then. So Hatch disappears. Guards 1 and 3 are both asleep. And then we hit another guard. And that guard is going to just start swiping at the air in front of him fruitlessly. Vasilisa, it is your turn.
She's going to say, we have to take care of the guards, but we may be able to make it look like it is the Fae behind all of this. rather than intruders like, you know, us. And she looks out the window and she says the words to a spell. And she says, Playoshaya Sphera. And a big flaming sphere pops into place in the middle of all the guards.
Excellent. So are you doing it right where Hatch was?
No, because I think Hatch moved, but I don't want to risk him still being there.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast it. It's a 5-foot diameter sphere. I'm going to just plop it down on top of 5.
Okay.
Boop. And so I need a reflex save from guard number 5, please.
21.
That sure saves.
That'd be impressive if it didn't
almost save, right?
So the guard doesn't take any damage, but there is a flaming sphere on the guard's square. So if the guard doesn't leave the square and the sphere stays there, it'll be problems for him.
Yes, it will.
It does also ignite any flammable substances it touches and illuminates the area that a torch would illuminate.
Well, that's nice.
And it just kind of sits there and is a 5-foot diameter flaming sphere.
Okay.
Is this guard a gunslinger? Does he have a bunch of gunpowder on him? Because that would be...
That would be
awesome. But he did recently take an oil bath.
Ooh.
Yeah, the guard has to just dive out of the way somehow as the sphere goes and just pops into existence.
Yeah.
And now there's just this burning big old sphere of fire.
Okay. Marge. You just heard Vasilisa talk about the guards.
And trying to make it look like Faye did it instead of intruders. She's going to hold because she knows there's nothing she can do that'll look like Faye attacked them. So she's going to be just stay here? And she'll be
really
ready
loud?
To...
Did she say that really loud?
No. But she'll stand by the door and be ready in case if somebody comes running through the door that's a guard, she'll be ready to poke them. But sounds like she's being told not to do anything quite yet, so she's going to hold.
Okay. Valdeen?
I'm also going to hold, and I'll turn to Vasilis and say, so no shooting? And I got my gun. I'm like guns ready, and I'm looking out the window and just watching.
Okay, and then we have the final two guards, neither of which have been targeted by the rolling sphere of fire. So guard number 4 is just going to give a gentle kick to the guard that is asleep on the ground next to him and rouse him awake. So that's his standard action. And then guard number 2, guard on the south side of where Hatch was in this little 4-square of being surrounded. Guard number 2 is going to off running.
Oh, whoa. I thought he was asleep.
Guard number 2 isn't asleep. No, yeah, 2 is awake. So this guard that was part of the surrounding of Hatch, the cute little fae, is going to take off running towards the tavern. He takes off towards the White Weasel.
Shit.
Oh, no.
The White Weasel, the building, not the White Weasel ghost.
Right.
So the guard takes off, heads over to the White Weasel, and he spends all of his movement just getting to the door.
Maybe I should have shot him.
Top of round 3. Guard number 1 is awake. Stands up. Guard number 5, the sphere just hanging out there. He's going to go ahead and move out of the way quite a bit.
I like to picture him running out of the way while kind of batting at his furs and whatever's keeping him warm because they're starting to catch fire.
Yeah, I love that. So he's going to run like 15, 20 feet away. And then it is going to be Vasilisa's turn again.
Dermo, I will bet you that the one going for the tavern is getting reinforcements. And then she's going to... start by controlling the flaming sphere, and she's going to roll it into the same square as guardsman number 4.
Okay.
So I need a reflex save from guardsman number 4, please.
You say roll. That paints an interesting picture. So it's not, because I always pictured Flaming Spears as hovering, but is it like sitting on the ground? Is it resting?
It is sitting on the ground.
That's kind of cool to think.
It's so big that it touches the ground, and it does ignite. If the ground were flammable, it could easily start a brush fire or light a ship on fire or a house.
So it's actually rolling.
Yeah, so
to
it kind of just
location.
Rolls cool. over onto guardsman number 4.
Guardsman number 4 got a 6.
Fail. It guards Damn number right. 4 is about to take 3d6 fire damage.
3d6? Oh,
nice.
Yes.
I get to
you
bust
could
out
totally
my extra
kill
dice
him.
Here.
I just rolled for his health.
Immolation.
Take
you
him
got
down.
This. You got this.
That
oh.
is 12 fire damage. This isn't even my turn. This is just the yeah. sphere still exists.
He's at -7.
Yes!
Oh,
he's
snap.
God.
Gone. He's
crispified.
You roll over and he just
might
screams.
Have felt guilt ah! if I was good aligned, but I'm not. So I just feel neutral
no, it was,
about
it.
It.
It was one of the, it was probably the deepest voice one.
Diablo!
Diablo.
Yeah, four is gone. Right. He's... Yeah, he's gone. He's obliterated by this rolling mass of fire.
So she is going to try not to draw attention to where they are still. She's just kind of sneakily casting spells through a window. Vasilisa is going to... This is tricky. She's going to move from the window over to the door.
From the window to the wall?
To the door.
I was just thinking that.
Wow. Wow. She's going to move over to the door, and she's going to say, I think we may need to be ready to go out there. The guards are not going to... Like, keep an eye on the guards. Let me know if I'm needed. And she's going to, like, hold a hand on the door so she's ready to open it.
Okay.
If it looks like... the guards are coming toward us
okay.
or are doing something problematic. She's hoping they just think it's Faye and get disorganized
Spooked.
And
okay.
freaked out.
Cool.
Let me know if I need to open the door so we can deal with this.
Beautiful. Marge! Hanging out. My name is Marge. I'm looking at Kappa. She looks so much like my old girlfriend.
Yeah.
Did my guy, when the screaming emulation happened, did my guy react?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes.
What did he say?
Oh, you hear that out there? A good buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
That sounds
too much like Norm or somebody else. Am I Danny DeVito?
I don't know. So anyway, I stopped blasting.
Hold on, I gotta. There we go. Did that sound like immolation to you, my good
I heard,
friend?
No, I definitely heard a scream. Someone's.
We should go and check it out. You are a cleric, right?
Is maybe I can heal.
Yes,
maybe it's
maybe
one of the guards.
You know, let us go and look.
Perhaps he had a piano dropped on his head or something. It sounded bad.
He
sounded upset.
Prisoners are out there. Oh, I hope
we should go check on
yes,
the prisoners.
Hopefully they have not become immolated, and I will get in trouble.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, White Witch. Who knows? Well, she would prefer them frozen, I am sure.
Ah,
but,
yes.
You burn them. No, don't burn them. I know her. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay, I did, and it's terrible here.
Who do we have up here?
The one I'm talking to is the only one I didn't get a name for. I know all the other guards'
yeah,
names.
Yeah, you do. It's great. There he is, guard 6. Guard 6 rolled a 13. What's your initiative bonus?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you, Bolka. What's your initiative bonus, buddy?
I don't believe I have one.
Oh, wow. You're at the very end, then.
Let me,
Boy.
Plus
zero.
Zero is a percent.
Okay, so the guard that is hanging out with you, did you close the door upon entering the chapel?
Originally, yes.
Okay, so he's going to move over and then open the door.
Sure.
And that is his turn. And then it is your turn.
I pocket the apple.
Cool.
Oh.
And I also, while we were talking, because I had him for several rounds talking, I would have casually picked up my mace, maybe showed him my mace a little bit, but then have it on me.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, so now that he's opened the door, I'm just kind of following behind him. I'm not going to lead him. I will follow behind him and let him lead the way, because I don't want to rush things.
Cool. Tight. In between that, guard number two opens the door to the White Weasel.
Oh.
And goes inside. And then we enter the top of round four. And I have to do some arranging here.
No, you don't need to. Just leave those guys inside the tavern. They're fine where they are.
Gotta let him do stuff.
Do we, though? I mean...
Otherwise, we have nothing to do. He's got to throw up these roadblocks. Oh, my God, dude.
That's what I'm... See? This is why I say no.
10, 11, 12, 13. I'm counting.
It's okay. I have two burning hands left. And a molten sphere. Orb. Molten orb.
No, he's crossing over to another page.
14.
There's two pages.
There's not enough room for all these clothespins. This initiative is too huge.
We could do a whole load of laundry right now.
We could hang up several shirts. What could you do in 20 seconds? I could hang up several shirts.
Oh.
Is one of them still asleep? They woke up one of them.
They've only woken up one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of them's still sleeping. But man, that's still a lot.
It's not good.
There are so many.
Oh, it's a whole
They're
battalion.
They're gonna be so crispy. Let me get my fire on. Yeah.
I thought you wanted to make it look like Faye did it. Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna have a hard time convincing that.
If it doesn't work and they don't think it's Faye, I have to burn them all to a crisp before they can go talk to Najena. There's no other choice.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess Marge will.
So you need to let Valdine
Good
know.
God.
You got to talk to Marge and Valdine.
She said you need to take a picture of all these clothes.
Like, she did say,
insane.
If this isn't working out, you got to...
You open the door for us.
Let me know to open the door.
For our listeners at home, after this guard runs into the White Weasel, for our initiative to... keep track of whose turn is whose, we have all of the names of everybody involved written on clothespins. And then I set those up on my little GM screen, which is an old, you know, three-ring binder. Psh, I'm fancy.
From 19...
No, not from...
99?
Sure,
no,
why not?
Not that old.
Not that old. Not that old at all. It just looks like shit. Yeah. There are now... 19 people in this initiative.
And there's only 5 that are us. 6, 7, Kappa.
Right, 19 people. You one of those is me. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, guys, he made us roll 11, 20, so there's 11 total enemies. Just saying.
My name's David.
That is true. I can use math.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
No, we appreciate your
Let's
math.
Let's be logical
11.
About this.
Math finder.
We all knew it. We were trying to not be meta about it. God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, David.
I pay attention. Sorry.
So most of those are you, James. Thing. So you got this. You can just run this by yourself.
Fine. Everything's fine.
All right.
And my mini is actually being used.
Woo.
For the first time.
Yay.
First time. I really like that D20 that David has. That one. Yeah.
That is the official Carrion Crown dice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I just didn't like
them. Silver and black?
With the bloody blood dripping off the numbers?
The D6 is definitely drippy.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, because I looked up official Carrion Crown dice, and I'm pretty sure it was that, because it's very vampiric.
Very cool.
Is there a way Valdine could start doing bleed damage? Is there like a feat or something?
Yeah, we'll do some magic on my gun.
Because that makes a ton of sense to me. When you get shot, you bleed, right?
There are two things that I want for Valdine. One is the whisper gloves. Gloves of Whisper silences my gun. It's basically a silenced pistol.
Really?
It makes no sound.
Is James going to allow that?
Well, they're expensive. They're expensive AF. They're like 12 grand.
What's up?
Gloves that silence the weapon?
They're the Whisper gloves that you can wear when you fire at a firearm.
That's cool.
They're amazing.
So it just has like...
You can also hold them up to your face and then do like a whisper.
So there's a bubble of like a spell of silence kind of bubble around your hand is what it sounds like.
You can also, for cheaper, just get some oil of silence.
Yeah, oil of silence is definitely a cheaper option for sooner.
I had so much of that when I was a gunslinger.
The cheapest option is to just not use a gun.
That's true.
Yeah, right. Punch. Punchings are.
Yeah, huh, punching okay, is so free.
Let's see. I don't use a gun anymore. What do I do now?
Punch. It's free.
Gunslinger with no gun.
Also, aneurysms. Just
Valdez
the silent
comes
killer.
Out and says, here, I'm not allowed to use my gun anymore. Chucks it. Chucks it at someone's face.
So I start punching and I do -3 damage.
Ooh. Nice. Healing punches.
Interesting.
When I walk out with my new friend, we probably see this flaming spear right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top of round 1, 4, 5, 6. Wherever we are.
Well, the first round with everybody on it.
Top of round 1.
Everybody.
Top of round.
Oh, no.
The dragon and the manticore are not even.
Yeah, you don't. Guys, Hatch isn't on here. Come on.
Aww. Well, hopefully he just ran away to go heal himself and it's going to stay out of
harm's way.
There's
just so many clothespins. It's not like I'm reading the names on them. I'm just getting intimidated and phasing out.
All right. Top of the mega round. Mega round. Mega round. Mega, mega, mega round.
Mega round. Good God.
I think someone with a name just moved. I think it was a named NBC.
It seems like they all have names.
Shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's good because I like to talk to people. I need to know your name if I'm going
Stop
to...
Stop giving the NPCs names, Zach. You know that makes them harder to kill.
It's like the lobster in the tank. You know, I show up, I name all the lobsters I cannot eat. It is too sad.
Oh. So you're going to name all the bad guys so you feel bad about killing
10-second stories.
With Bulka.
I just pictured Red Lobster when you walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah, absolutely. Tank right lobster. When you walk in.
The big tank.
This one is Cecil and this is Shirley.
If it wasn't a pandemic, I'd say we should just show up, name all of the lobsters that are Red Lobster, be like, bye guys, live your best life as loudly as possible and leave.
We're all rooting for you.
Bye, George. Frank, Tom, Elizabeth, no.
James.
Shelley.
Shelley.
Aww. Aww. Claude.
Out of the white weasel runs a man with a round metal shield with spikes protruding out of it. And in the center of the shield is a grimacing demon's face that looks to be made of brass. This man is wearing an ornate looking helmet and different kinds of teeth and claws on a necklace around his neck. He has a long, gruff, scraggly brown beard and a long, flowing blue overcoat. And he shouts out,
what is the meaning of this? Where did this sphere come from? What are you all doing? Why have you not found them yet?
I'm starting to think that these people know that there's someone who was impersonating a white witch and don't know that she is actually a witch.
I guess you'll just have to diplomatize your way out of this one, guys.
You'll have to tune in next time.
Oh, man. Okay, and then it's going to go guard 1. Guard 1 is going to kick guard 3 and wake guard 3 up. And then that guard, the last guard that was asleep, is going to stand up, and they're all starting to move away from this sphere. Vasilisa, it is your turn.
Vasilisa, start of her turn, she's going to... point ominously at Shield Man. How far away is he?
You cannot see Shield
That's
Man.
That's true.
You are Fire. Still waiting at the door with your hand on the handle.
Did I hear shouting?
Roll perception.
15?
Yeah, you heard him.
He wants to know what's going on and where the flaming sphere came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to let go of the door handle. Point... meaningfully at Marge, like, and then point at the door handle, like, you take up door duty. I'm going to slide back over in the window.
Okay.
Take in the scene.
Okay.
How many feet away from the flaming sphere is guy with shield who looks distinctive?
Intimidating guy with shield is 45 feet away.
Okay, that's too many feet. So what I'm going to do is move flaming sphere onto... the next closest guards person.
Number two.
So I point at guardsman number 2. And the sphere moves onto guardsman number 2 where I pointed. And I need a reflex save.
16.
It is a DC 17.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Failed. All
amazing. Right.
Nice. So this guard takes...
Whoa. Nice.
This guard takes 12 damage.
Well, he rolled pretty good on his health.
Okay, and then I have a standard action.
Okay.
How many feet away am I from the closest guard to me?
50.
50? Okay.
Damn, son.
Yeah, 50 feet to the nearest guard.
All right. Well, I guess for my standard action, I don't want to, like, call too much attention to us. I am going to... Darn it. This is a hard decision.
You're going to darn it? Is it like a hex?
I'm going to darn my socks.
Darn it!
I am actually going to cast Fortune.
One of the guards.
On Valdine. Just in case he needs to do something within the next round.
Okay.
I don't know whether they will check the clock tower. Do what you have to defend us. And I will grant you the good fortune of summer. And my patron Vara feels Valdine with the warmth of summer. Like, you feel like for the next round, you can probably roll twice and take the better roll on whatever you choose to roll.
Nice.
Thank you.
Ability check, attack, save, skill, that whatever.
That sounds really... really warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cap is in initiative now. Yay! Hey,
well, I'm glad that's one of
my
the
friend.
Yeah. Markers
Cap
up there.
Cap is here.
What is going on out there? The guards, what are they doing? Are they coming?
And she'll turn to her boys.
Boys, go out. Go to the forest to our normal spot. You remember the one I showed you? If anything bad should happen, you go there, right? Go. Be hurry. Scamper across the snow.
And the two little rat folk boys run over to the door, and they hop up, and one grabs the door handle and opens it.
The back door?
The back door.
Oh, God, okay. Is it a Disney cartoon?
Yeah, and then the other one opens it, and they take off.
And they're using Scamper. They're probably square sharing along
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. They're cute as shit, man.
Amazing.
And then Arbogezer is just like...
I don't really know what's going on here. I don't like it. What do we do? What do we do?
Marge, your turn.
I forgot how much I love Arbogezer.
Arbogezer's really cool.
But he doesn't. He only knows
he
like
the best
one of you.
So shoes, like the best, right?
He's kind of cute. Ask him if he has a brother.
We're both single. As far as I know.
Marge will turn to Kappa and Arbogezer. I think we'll all be okay as long as we stick together. I'll go to the door, and then she will go to the door, put her hand on the door handle, have her sword. She already pulled her sword out last turn. Have her sword at the ready, and she's going to basically prepare an action. As soon as somebody says go, she will jump to that order in the initiative, and she'll open the door.
Okay, so you have your sword out, but not your shield?
That is correct. My shield is on my back, and I'm hand on the door.
Dope. Valdine.
Valdine was told to defend, so at the moment, we are not in danger. Valdine's going to hold position, waiting for an opportunity.
Okay. Ghost is going to come up by Marge, I think.
Yes.
Just
if
still
I'm by
waiting.
The door, she'll probably be behind me. So if when I open the door, it will cover both of us, like when we did the...
Is your shield a buckler?
No, she's got a serious shield.
Nice.
She's got a steel.
Okay.
Kind of steel shield.
Now we have guards 7, 6, 10, 8, 9, and 2. The guards move around.
The only real question is, do any of them do something that triggers Valdine or Marge to use their prepared?
We'll see. So yeah. 7, 6, 10, 8, 9, 2.
Marge is waiting for somebody to say, go, to open the door. And she will do it.
Meanwhile, Vasilisa's just like, I'm going to check fire at people. Let's go.
Just keep doing that. It seems to be working
so
far.
Can you throw a fire through the window once it's broken?
Yeah. Okay. I can throw a molten orb.
That seems to work well.
So guard 6 is actually with Bolka.
It's good to see you again.
Guard 6 is going to come out and start moving up the street to like right here. House. Boop, boop.
Okay. So guard number six rushes out of the chapel where he was talking to his good forever friend, the Bulka. And then guard number seven is going to run out of the tavern as well. Basically, everybody's going to run out of the tavern. And you guys are met with a fuck ton of guards. Now, looking out into the town square, Valdine.
There's 11.
Yeah, you see 11 guards.
You take two, I'll take three.
One of them's on fire.
That's true. That's
your cool. God is on fire.
And what are they? What do these guards look like? Do they all look pretty much the same except for that one dude who's got the shield and spikes?
The one with the shield and the spikes definitely looks more important than the others.
How are there 11?
Yeah, there should be 10.
Yeah, there should be 10.
I was just looking at that.
Should there be?
Let's get rid of a few of them.
Yeah, one died. One got immolated. Or
and that's so right.
There
were five. I've immolated one and set fire to another. So
right,
yeah, you're
still,
right.
There's
yeah.
still five.
There should only be four of the original tiny dice.
Yes. Well.
Okay. And then fifth the one with Bulka.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. We're set up properly now. Bulka, your turn. What do you do? This cool guard you've been hanging out with just ran outside and said, "Oh my God, sorry, Danny DeVito again." Oh, water, good.
I like to drink it.
Yeah, my Danny DeVito voice hurts my vocal cords. It's kind of going into my old smoker voice.
Yeah.
My good friend Bulka, holy shit, what is going on out here?
Oh, and I see fire. There is big, big fire. Is well, maybe like 5 foot diameter, but still fairly big. Which one is the big blue dye there, the one that has the shield?
Yes.
And I'm within 35 feet of him. I get within 35 feet of him if I can. So as I'm walking up, I'm saying, "Oh, the fire is very dangerous," and I'm going to. This is probably a mistake. I'm going to.
Oh no!
Wonderful,
great way to start. Yep,
I love it already.
The guy with the big shield. I am going to cast command on him. To drop his shield.
That's
and then
so
and then shout, "Go help, he needs help. There's a guard down." So in the guise of like it's the right thing to do, I'm like, "Oh, drop your shield now and go." But it's mixed with like his verbal component, like Yalkodova, Tebya, and go drop your shield and go help now. It's only a DC 15 will.
My crack die. Which is a die that does not land on my notebook because I think it's important to have boundaries.
That is so true. Boundaries are healthy.
Was a 16.
So what was the
you
one?
You rerolled.
I rerolled and got a 1.
So thank God
so
for
the
boundaries.
Drops his
the
shield.
Command part is to drop his shield, yeah. And then after that, I just say, "Oh, go help him." That's not part of the spell.
Right,
he doesn't
have
to do that. He's not compelled. But that's what I say. It's like, "Oh, he needs help. Go help him."
Okay. Drops his shield. Cool. Top of the next round, it is actually his turn. The guard who has immediately drops his shield.
Yes.
And heroes, "Oh, he is on fire. Go help him. Your friend is on fire, so go help me.
Go help me.
Go help me.
Go help me."
So he drops his spiked shield onto the ground. So here's the thing,
I'm
Zach.
Nervous. I'm always nervous.
You should be nervous because you shouted that and he very obviously felt supernaturally compelled to drop his shield.
Does he know and he was?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
100% he knows.
Yes. I thought they only really know if they fail or succeed.
Well, that's for sure. Charm person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This
well,
is just
charm
like...
Charm person, they know leader.
Gotcha.
So. This is...
Eesh.
What is he gonna do? I mean, I can apologize later and be like, I'm sorry I did that to you, but I thought it was important, like we save his life. Like I'm not wishing something for him to do something bad. I'm just that's why I'm trying to wrap it up in helping his friend.
Okay. Give me a opposed diplomacy check.
Oh my.
Because you're shrouding it in that, and you're like, "Hey, you should drop this and do this," and he does part of it, so maybe he will feel compelled because you are such a good compeller.
So if I make this diplomacy check, he will think that I'm just really passionate about this.
Yes,
and that that's
and
what
you
was.
Have passionately convinced him that he should go and help him.
Then...
And instinctively, he listened to you because you sounded so compassionate.
This is important to me. I had two snowflakes.
This is your other one?
I'm using my other one.
It's good. Buzz, buzz.
With a little bit of luck, anything can happen.
Exactly.
22.
Shit, dog.
My Bulka die was a natural one.
This and is the second time Amanda's die has been the higher die in a snowflake roll.
You know who to borrow 20 from for a snowflake roll.
He is not going to go and help him.
But he does drop the shield.
And the diplomacy check was to kind of mask that. It was, you know, the spell command, and you are just being like, go do this. And he is so caught off guard by it that he doesn't. But he's not going to run and help him. Instead, he is going to shout out,
"Oh, you fucking idiot. Maklikov, get out of there."
Fucking idiot standing in fire. He's up. Fucking move, Maklikov. You shithead. And then he's just going to shout that, and then he's going to pick up his shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute, though. It was cute.
Yeah, right.
He basically lost a turn, so.
He did.
Yeah.
That was something.
So he burns it, just picking it up and shouting at the other guard to get out of the fire, you
and
dummy.
And he's just thinking to himself, why did I listen to that cleric and drop my shield? That was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Judging himself harshly, as he should.
We have three other guards that are going to go before the next one of you. So we have 1, 3, and 5.
They're running away from the fire.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
A magical 5-foot diameter sphere of fire.
Yeah, get away from here, Faye.
And kills one of you.
And kills one of you. Vasilisa, it's your turn. That's the spirit. Breathing helps.
Hopefully, at least one of these guards is within 30 feet of my sphere.
So here's the thing about them.
Yes.
They've only seen it move like 5 feet at a time.
Yeah, yes.
I think they're all within 30 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is two within 30 feet? Like the guy that was scorched already?
Yeah.
One and two both should be within
30
feet.
Well, and he looks like he's one of the easiest to point at. So I'm going to point at him. The sphere is going to shoop on over, leaving a little scorched trail of melted snow. And it's going
fails.
To...
He fails. He totally fails. Hit him. Get him. Do it.
11 fire damage.
He is gone.
Woohoo!
There are now two guard corpses in the courtyard.
Two burning guard corpses.
They are literally on fire. Flaming sphere.
Ooh, that's nice.
So just imagine two burning piles of used to be a living man. Or, they were both man guards, right?
Sure. They are two dead people now.
Yes, they did it.
So that is the sphere's turn.
Now, I think Vasilisa, honestly, is kind of going to hope that enough of the guards that saw Hatch are still there that they're just going to blame Faye. And she is going to hold off on doing anything and just kind of shrink to one side of the window so she's hopefully less obvious at a glance to know she's in there and watch.
Bulka is out there, but I do not know. They do not seem to be attacking him. Let's keep a close eye in case we need to go to help him or in case anyone moves towards here. Be ready.
So then it's going to be Kappa and Arbogazer who just kind of chill the fuck out. And Marge, it's your turn.
I will continue to keep my hand on the doors, sword in the other hand, waiting for someone to tell me to open the door.
Okay. Bunch of guards.
I thought they all just went.
So many
it's been around. Guards. That's how it happens.
There's more guards. There's a bunch of guards in the beginning and a bunch of guards at the end because there's way a lot of guards out there.
Did you skip Valdine? I mean, not that I'm going to do anything other than hold, but...
Oh, yes, Valdine, go.
I'm going to hold.
Cool.
Because there's... That's I mean,
my
I just
bad,
thought
my
I'd ask.
But I like being... Yeah, I like being given the chance.
I want to make sure I'm still in there somewhere. Zach, while he's doing that, is your command ability different than regular, like, command?
Is it a different spell, or is it just
command? It's the spell command.
Okay. That, I was talking about the text of command. It says they drop everything they're holding, and it cannot pick it up until the next turn. And they drop it on their turn and cannot pick anything up until the next turn.
So he hasn't picked up his shield yet.
So that's his action this round, is picking up all he was holding in his hands. He drops everything, not just
his
shield.
Was he holding anything besides the shield?
Yeah, he was holding his sword, too.
So, yeah, be like, oh, drop everything and go help.
Okay,
would be,
cool.
Yeah, okay.
10, 8,
thanks,
nine.
Rules lawyer.
I hate to do it, but if I see something like that, I want to say something. I don't want to leave it.
Especially when it works
like
in our favor.
Idiot in front of his men.
Right?
Rushing out of the white weasel and dropping everything. Like, what's that guy on? Am I right?
My friend, what are we doing? What are we going to do now? This spirit has killed two people. We must run everybody else.
No, we must not run. We must take action. And I draw my heavy mace, and I run up to the sphere, and I thwack the sphere with my mace.
Okay.
If you all will not do anything about this, I will.
I love this.
Okay, we have a GM doing a happy dance.
You should record my happy dance. That's good.
With a big smile on his face.
That's so good. Holy fuck, that's good.
You cowards are running away.
it's so good. So you run up to your allies, Flaming Sphere, and you pull out your mace after giving a speech to the evil guards about how we must do something, and you hit it.
Yes, I hit the Flaming Sphere. That's my turn.
You have a snowflake again.
Yeah! Nice.
Awesome.
Fuck, dude. That's good.
Keeping that snowflake economy running.
That's so fucking good.
Will you move his mini just so I can... And his metal, so not flammable, weapon goes
pure,
into the fire.
It's only metal.
Which is great.
And
oh my gosh.
You swipe at it. I need to check something real quick.
And now your mace deals fire damage.
If only.
I'm just getting preemptively excited because it has been enough rounds that at the start of Vasilisa's next turn, that sphere's going to disappear.
Oh.
And because
oh,
right
nice.
After, it'll definitely look like
oh, that's so
Bulka
good.
Slew the sphere.
That is so good.
Wow. Top of the next round, the guard captain is still standing, and he's standing next to this flaming sphere, and he has his sword and his shield on the ground in front of him, and he will stoop over and pick them both up, and that is going to be his turn.
Yeah, maybe.
A move for heck each. Yeah. Pick up the sword, pick up the shield. And... So fucking great. He's gonna roll a check. Is he wise? You guys think he's wise?
No.
I mean, he's
a captain.
Intelligent.
I would say intelligent over wisdom.
I was gonna say wise over intelligent if he's a guard captain. Like a fighter. Like he's probably got.
But like all the combat.
Smart, not
all the combat
smart.
Feats take intelligence.
That is true.
Combat seems to be based on intelligence and not wisdom.
You have to have minimum 13 to get most of those feats.
I do think he's probably...
But we don't know his backstory.
That's true.
Well, he got promoted. He can't be that smart.
So he bends over. He picks up his stuff.
Everybody quickly inside the tavern. Take cover.
That's what he does.
Okay.
So guard one is going to follow fucking orders.
And he runs right through the sphere.
Poof, up in smoke. And yeah, the rest of them are gonna follow suit. So we had the guard that Bulka ran past to get to the sphere to swipe at it runs inside the tavern.
This is great because the tavern and the clock tower are like kitty corner from each other in the town square.
It's
like
beautiful.
With the statue right in between the two of them.
So three can make it. This other guard over here can make it. And these guys are running. Like they're sprinting full on run into the tavern to get away from this scary ball of fire. And then it's going to be Vasilisa's turn.
All right. Well, the flaming sphere disappears because its life has ended. It's almost like someone attacked it with a mace.
I know.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
And Vasilisa is just going to hold up her hands like everybody wait, don't do anything yet, and say,
okay, it looks as though the guards are all running away into the tavern. So maybe we can just slip into the hardwood or something. Let's keep an eye on it.
And she's going to just like do this thing where she crouches down. So just like she's peeping up over the windowsill. She's like holding the windowsill like, all right, I shall keep an eye on it from down here.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, Vasilisa will give a like hang back. It's okay gesture. Like she doesn't have time to translate what she just said in common for poor Arbogazer. So she's just going to like hope that her gestures are enough to be like, it's okay. Calm down.
Okay, cool. Marge, what are you guys going to do?
With Vasilisa essentially saying stand down, Marge will take her hand off the door handle and step back maybe 10 feet and pull out her shield. So she's got her shield and sword just in case and wait.
Okay.
Valdine makes sure he's not visible from the window as well, kind of like being more stealthy, crouching down, and then says, all right, looks like the deception worked. We should hold tight for now.
We're going to drop out of combat.
Wow.
Oh, my Woo-hoo! Gosh.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was
incredible.
Brilliant,
I mean,
guys.
The
that
bad guys
really, really
are
good.
Across the plaza from Ooh. Us, so let's not...
It's pretty good, though. That's a really good place for them to have gone.
Way better than I thought it would have gone.
Yeah.
For sure.
Me too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you guys have killed 2 guards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, without, but how can you prove that?
No, some
not
fire.
Many people
and Boca now. Killed the thing that killed the 2 guards.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're clearly on your side.
Right.
So speaking of Boca.
Yes.
The captain, now seeing that you have roll a bluff.
Well, I'm a pretty lawful good. I'm just
or an acting.
I'm just a good guy.
You don't it's not gonna be comedy. A comedy, no. It's funny to us.
23 bluff.
Well, shit my pants.
Natural 20.
Nat 20.
Cool.
That dice had come through for you when you needed it.
Right.
For sure.
When I snowflaked it, it gives me the 1. That's perfect. That's what I needed.
You are the cleric here, yes?
Yes, for 4 years now.
And in case it's not obvious because I keep mixing up my voices, this is the guard
is shield
captain.
Man.
Shield
yeah.
man.
Thank you for your assistance. The White Witch Nazhanna will thank you for getting rid of this fucking fireball. What happened? My men said something about some sort of fey.
I have no idea. Fey, and I spit on the ground. It probably was fey if anything bad happens in this town. I look to myself as protector of this town, and I would
you,
not...
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, not fire in the Irisin, just...
It poof. Is odd, especially for fey. All the fey here, they are like the witches. We are all cold.
I think fey is very unpredictable, though. You never know.
This is true. Did you see... anybody in town recently that may have looked like one of our great leaders, the White Witches?
Oh,
we received word that there was some sort of caravan with puppy dogs and a woman looking as though she had been scorched by the sun but was pretending to be some kind of White Witch from yesteryear.
From yesteryear. It would be
very old. Back in the day, the White Witches had a certain garb about them, and she looked as though she was from back in the day, many, many years ago.
You're saying old school?
Yes. She
last
was a.
Season's outfit.
Girl, you're wearing last decade's outfit.
It's like I showed up thinking I was like high fashion, but I'm wearing something from like the year 2005 or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Yikes.
As I'm sure you know, impersonating a White Witch is a grievous offense, and these people sounded as if they were foreigners.
Why would anyone impersonate a White Witch? That seems... I mean, they are... If a real White Witch did come through town, I, of course, would be... It would be an honor, but I did not see anything like that. I would have heard of that, too. Your rumors in this town are traveled very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So you have not seen them?
No.
Do you know what happened to the rat folk and the gnome? I had a guard out here. Where is he?
Which, the gnome?
No, the one guarding the gnome and the rat folk.
I do not know.
have to count real quick. 1, 2.
You mean number 6?
6 was my buddy.
Back there next to Bulka still?
No.
6 was not guarded. It was the two that died.
There was 2 before that.
It was the two that died. They were the ones guarding.
That's what I'm checking. Because there was 1 and 2 at the door.
So the ones in the house, the ones guarding were Dryamov and Kopstev were the two guarding.
That's true.
And then Kalanin and Mekhladovkov were the ones inside ransacking the house.
Yes. And the one
I vaguely remember.
I never got a name for number 6.
It was Mekhlikov that's one of the people that got incinerated by the fire.
Yes.
Mekhlikov was. Mekhlikov and Kalanin 1 and 2 were the ones over by Kappa's house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So one of the guards that was set to guard them and one of the ones from Kappa's house got toasted. Like one of each.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the two guards that were guarding the rat and the rat folk and the gnome were told to go help by Bulka.
So they all came from Kappa's house together.
And Bulka's like, no, my guy here, number 6. We'll watch the prisoners. So, but I don't think anybody knows that.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
The main guy's not going to know that.
One living guy that was told by Bulka's friend to go to Kappa's house knows that happened.
True.
And he's in the tavern, so who knows?
True.
So what happened? He shouts over to the tavern. Men, it is fine. Our cleric has killed the fireball. You may come out now. Please continue your search.
It's okay. Do not be scared. I am here.
As they all come out.
Which one of you were watching over the prisoners?
I was looking over the prisoners, boss.
Wait, what was that?
I was looking over the prisoners, boss, and Ingari came over, and he was like, hey, they need our help down there. And then we went to go help search the house of the ratfolk, we mean.
Where is Gary, come over here.
Gary? Did you say his name is Gary?
It's Gary.
Okay.
French. It's Gary.
It's French Gary. Uh-huh.
So Gary, your good old best friend, comes over.
Yes, boss. Gary, what the fuck happened? Why didn't you watch the prisoners? How did they escape?
Oh, well, boss, my good friend here said that, you know, it was probably best if they, you know, we kept the rat folk woman here so she couldn't go back to the tower and see her daughter, and then the gnome wasn't going to go anywhere. Tell him your idea.
It's a good idea.
I came up with the idea that maybe the gnome, you know, should go and, you know, go explore and spread the word that, you know, such a great craftsman could come from Irisin.
I think it's very wise. Would be good for morale in country. Help us forget Chernobyl, you know.
You are a fucking idiot.
And he walks over.
Oh, no. Run, Gary, run. Yeah, right?
No, boss, it is okay. Like I said, it is a good idea.
And all the while he's saying that, he's gesturing with one of his hands, and the guardman just reaches up and grabs the hand with one of his.
Uh-oh.
No, boss, it's a good idea, right? It is a good idea.
And he's looking over at you while he's saying this, just making eye contact. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. And the guardman just pulls out a dagger and then just brings it across. And
welcome to Irisin.
Cuts off 4 of his fingers.
No!
Just straight across the 4 digits. Only has a thumb left.
Gary.
Dude.
Gary. Oh.
Welcome to Irisin, everybody.
God damn.
Feel better now, Bulka?
And that is what you get, Gary, for disobeying orders. 2 fingers for each of the prisoners Nathena would have wanted to interrogate. You are despicable. Do not show your face around us again.
And he spits in his face. And Gary is just on his knees, bleeding a lot.
Good thing his best friend is a cleric.
Yeah, right?
Well, here's the next thing.
Shit.
What's the next thing?
And you.
Yes.
You will let this traitor suffer.
As will you, I imagine.
Yes.
And everyone else standing
here. Of course.
With us.
He is a traitor to the throne. He spits in the face of me. He spits in the face of Nathana. He spits in the face of Queen Elvana.
You think his idea was that bad?
He disobeyed orders.
Oh, that is fair.
We were to bring the Ratfolk woman. And her, she brought food and supplies. And she matches what Nathana saw, which is her dogs. The same dogs that fucking gnome was using to load up his cart. Now, I don't know what is going on here, but I suspect smuggling of some kind. Perhaps something to do with the resistance. And we will not have it. Man, did you find anything in the rat folk's house?
No, boss, we did not find anything.
Well, it appears we have an escaped criminal. And since she believes that the daughter is at the tower, we can only assume the most ill of intent. Am I correct?
Yes, boss, you are correct.
Good. Gentlemen, you see that house over there?
And he points across the corridor over to the burned out building.
You see that house over there? Who here can tell me why that house is the way it is?
It's because they were the mayor and they were plotting against the crown.
Very good. You see this man? He is a smart man. You all must be like him and learn the history of our country and the history of the White Witches. Suspected of being part of rebellion. Go. Go to her house, burn it to the ground, and when you find the children, make sure they are inside.
No.
And so, 8 guards start making their way towards Kappa's house. Fuck, right?
Well, the Ratful kids were told to run into the forest to someplace,
to
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for that right now.
Yeah.
And we look down the street towards where the Worldsby version of Vasilisa Morozova's mother Theodora's house in Heldrin looks like. And as the guards, 8 strong, approach, they see outside a donkey.
Oh, no.
What will happen to Marigold, the good girl? Our wonderful GM couldn't possibly murder her like fan favorite Norm Gunderson. Could he? Oh, no, Marigold. Find out on the Dimensional Podcast next time.
Press start.
Why are you like this?
Who hurt you?
Oh, you killed the most innocent of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. That was
MVP
so much
Volko,
fun.
Though.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I love it.
You're like
love...
on their side, but on our side.
You're a double agent.
Double agent. Yeah.
But I have to deal with the percussion of my actions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, homeboy lost some fingers.
You're still hanging out with
you're
these guys.
Still good friends with him for almost 4 whole hours,
right?
Too.
Like, we kind of just met, but we're not best friends. So when we split up, it's like, oh, hey, you know, I should hit you up sometime. Give me them digits.
As always, our beginning and ending tracks are by MDK Music. All other music, as well as audio editing, is done by our very own Zach Kreitler. Please keep an eye on your feed next week for something very exciting. We hope it will get you in the mood for the season and keep you entertained on those weeks in which you are trying to stay warm while listening to our show. On the 28th, James will be playing a game with the Invictus stream live. Make sure to check them out on YouTube and catch James doing fun things with other fun role-playing people.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
Do you like being scared? Do you enjoy things that creep around in the dark? So do we. Here at Dimension Door, we are simply mad about Halloween, and this All Hallows Eve, we are launching our new fright-filled podcast, Severed Fate. Join me, Amanda, as I run Pathfinder's classic horror adventure path, Carrion Crown, for a party of half-vampire, half-siblings as they travel, play music, and strive to unravel the mystery of Harrowstone Prison, lest the mystery should first unravel them. If you are brave enough, my lovely darklings, turn your ear towards our ghastly adventures and bind your fate to ours. You shall not regret it. Until then, may your nightmares be sweet.